Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to be together today. And Lord, we do want you to be magnified in this place, and we ask that all around our campus that you would just give grace and strength to each person who's listening. And Father, our minds are full in many ways, our bodies are tired, but we pray that we would work hard to the end. We pray that you give us all the strength that we need to do that. And we do pray that Jesus would be magnified in the way that we communicate and the way that we discuss, the way that we teach. We pray that we would be true to your word, and we pray that we would just handle scripture in a way that would please you. Pray that the Holy Spirit would be our guide as we do. And Lord, I would pray for our guests as they would leave. I pray for safety. I pray for encouragement. I pray for wisdom as they would apply what they've learned. Lord, now help us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As I talked to some various folks, I just decided, and I didn't even want to mention this to poor Heather, because Heather just finished up some notes for me on this session, and I'm not going to do that session. But what I'd like to do instead is, I'd like to take this first hour and just walk you through a case start to finish. It was a case that, one of the more intriguing cases that I had this year. And if I'm understanding, if I'm listening to you and understanding correctly what you're saying, I think, just like what Dan did yesterday, I think that was very helpful. And that, I know that you've gotten help from a lot of different people. I'm not suggesting you haven't. But if I'm understanding what you're needing and what we're trying to do in this, I think maybe it would be wisest to try to take an hour and walk through a more complex case, but try to give you a handle on what we tried to do, what we think worked. Especially I'm hearing folks say, you know, I find it confusing as far as really getting at the central issue, and then I have trouble giving the kind of homework assignments that are going to help us really make progress in that case. So I want to take an hour and give a pretty good whack at that at the church. Does that sound like a plan? Okay, and as I go through this case, I want you, if you have questions, I want you to ask them. I want you to feel free to, I'm going to ask you some questions as well. This woman has given me permission to use this case, or I would never do it in the level of detail that I'm going to. But this woman's name was Kendra. And I'm going to start just by reading some things to you from her pink sheet in PDI. And I don't know if you use this pink sheet. You know, I would have never believed when I started counseling that this was as helpful as it is. But these simple questions that are on what we've always called the pink sheet are just very, very helpful. But anyway, what's the main problem as you see it? She said, I suffer from depression. It's worse in winter months. I'm struggling not to take pills. My aunts are all on psychotropic medication, but they don't seem much different to me. I wonder if there really isn't something wrong with me. I also have acceptance issues. So that was her answer to the first question. What's the main problem? What have you done about it? I'm in secular counseling now, but probably won't be when I finally get in to see you. And the problem was she had, like many of ours, she had had to wait several months, and I'm not happy about that. As I learned more about her, she had a lifetime of secular treatment. And what can we do? Use scriptures to show me how I can stop it. As you see yourself, what kind of person are you? Loving, caring, obsessive, quick-tempered, she said. And then it was interesting, is there any other information we should know? She said, I want this to be my last time going to a counselor. After we're through, I want to be able to handle my struggles without falling apart, see them for what they are, or make them go away. Now, and just so you know, and I think it's important for you to know, that we started counseling in March. And with this particular woman, that became very important. A couple of things on the PDI, 35 years old, married, couple of children. One of the things that she said under the question, have you ever had a severe emotional upset? The answer was yes. Explain that. I battle depression. The winter season is the worst. And she had just come through a pretty bad winter season, and it really scared her. She said she was saved, was involved in a church, and it was interesting. When I met with her, just some notes from the first session, I was asking her a little bit about, just in general, how things were going. And one of the things that she said was, well, I'm doing pretty good today because it's sunny outside. That's exactly what she said to me. It's sunny out. She said, I have an awful time in the wintertime. I have suicidal thoughts. She mentioned a little bit more, and I need you to understand this, because this turned out to help me a lot, but not in reasons that I would have understood at the beginning. She said, I have in her words, some acceptance issues, especially with my father. She said, we go to the same church, but it bothers her that he didn't have much of a relationship with her. One of the things that she said was, you know, we go to the same church, I find out about him being in Florida from someone else. So in other words, remember, she didn't like winter in Indiana. She finds out he's in Florida, and he didn't even bother telling her, and yet he's her father. I also found out that's her biological father, that her biological father had only been married to her mother a short period of time. She also said, I'm the black sheep of the family. And she also just mentioned this. I also, with people in the church, have acceptance issues. Also, and you need to know this because it comes up a couple more times. She was getting ready to have a job interview, and so there was an immediate pressing problem there with the Parks Department where she lived. She was struggling with that because if I have to get a job, I'm not going to be able to spend time with my kids. And here's a quote from her. She said, and I quote, if I wasn't so stinking screwed up, I wouldn't have to get the job. One other thing, at some point in that case, I would always ask a person this, where does your relationship with God fit into this, and how has your relationship with God impacted the way that you've handled it? Here's what she said to me. She said, you know, I don't trust God right now. He didn't get me out of the depression this winter. And then she was also trying to adopt a child for reasons that at that point I did not understand. And she said, he didn't let me adopt a child either. Now, do you have any questions just at that point? Is there anything that you would want to have clarified of what I've just told you thus far? Yes, Larry? You know, and thank you. Very good question. Her husband was not coming for counseling, but as the case progressed, I learned that her husband was a pretty even-keeled guy. She, and it becomes wackier, there's no question, she was a very wacky type person. So he was an even-keeled guy, went to work, was a good husband, good father, married to a woman who was just chronically depressed, chronically all over the map. But I do not believe the husband was a significant part of the problem in this particular situation. And to specifically answer your question, he was not putting heavy pressure on her to get a job. That there was financial challenge. It was not, we can't afford food. But so the answer to your question is no. He was not putting heavy pressure on her to do that. Any other questions that you have just to clarify what I've said so far? Yes. She was, I think I said, 35 years old. Anything else? Yes. No, there were manifestations of depression in terms of she really had trouble getting out of bed in the morning. She really had trouble getting anything done in the morning. Many times her mornings were just wasted in either laying in bed or somewhat getting her kids off to school and going back to sleep. So there were just some of the typical things that would go along with depression were also part of that. Yes. I think she saw, and that's. I'm not sure I fully, because I was just going back over these notes, I'm not sure I fully followed up on that comment like I should have. I think she was saying that as a result of some foolish spending decisions made when she felt depressed, that was creating some of the financial strain. But that's a good question, and I'm not sure I ever, I probably should have done a better job of following that up. And part of the challenge, you know, obviously, I just told you in a couple of minutes what I heard in one very full hour, and then you've got to decide, okay, because I don't believe even in the first session with someone as complex as this that you just sit and listen to the story. At some point, I believe you've got to decide, okay, where are we going right now? How are we going to begin to bring some direction to this? And so a lot of things like that end up by the wayside with me. That one perhaps should have been followed up on. Yes. Good question. My initial sense of her salvation was that it was credible. And part of the reason is I happen to be familiar with this particular church that she and her father attend, and it is a church that would be clear about the gospel, and it's a church that does a lot of good things in terms of discipling people. But thank you, that's a good question. She was under some sort of physician's care because she was taking psychotropic medication. Okay? Now, for sake of time, again, we could talk a lot just about that first session, but it's going to be my goal to walk you through this whole story, okay? Let me tell you what I did with her, and I'm not saying this is particularly good homework. This is not do exactly like this. I'm going to tell you what I did, and then right now I'm going to tell you what I think about what I did after having known the whole story, Okay, how's that? Let's all fail together. One of the things that I did with her, I asked her to write out Philippians 4:8 on an index card and review it daily.